Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It was weird last year at this time when we were talking spring high school football season. That was wrapping up with the pandemic. Got back to, of course, the regular season this year, and Rock Ridge has a new head football coach, I guess you can call him that, back for a second stint. Been the offensive coordinator the past couple of years, Sam Graves. So what about coming back as head coach and taking over the Rocket program?
Yeah, I think we're a little excited. You know, the first, everybody always asks, well, what's the change? Why'd you come back? And I, you know, the first time when I gave it up, my daughters were getting into high school, and I tell everybody that when I gave it up in the, we played that playoff game at Clifton Central and had a heck of a game and won it and came back home. And all I could think about on that Saturday is my daughter was in a softball tournament, and I just wanted to know how she was doing. That's all I wanted to know. So, you know, you kind of, you have those moments where you wonder if you're doing the right thing. And I felt like it had to be, pick one or the other. It had to be your kids and doing what they do or doing football. And so I kind of, you know, went the family route, and I didn't want to miss anything they were involved in. But, you know, thankfully, Jeff took it over and gave me a chance to come back. And because of him doing that and running the offense the past couple of years, I kind of saw that it didn't have to be one or the other. It didn't have to be family or football, that they both kind of worked. Once they got to high school, they're old enough to drive now. You know, it's just one of those things. And I think they missed it a lot too. They kept bugging me, Dad, coach football again. They wanted to, you know, have those Friday night experiences too. They enjoy being out there. So, you know, that's kind of the big difference. Is I feel like it's a different change in mentality for me, is that it doesn't have to be football or family. It can be both of them. It's nice having the girls out there. They do stats on Friday night on the sideline down there with me, so I get to look over and see them there and their smiles. So it's kind of fun having family and football all together and not thinking of it as a separate thing.
Well, and I think maybe too, so you basically sat out 1 year from coaching and then came back the last 2 years as offensive coordinator for Coach Henry, as you mentioned. But maybe if you look back at it, maybe the 1 year off did you some good. You think it did?
Yeah, I really think it did. You know, like I kind of went through, I just had those moments of reservation, like, should I be doing this or not? And so it was able to clear that up for me. It really was. I was out a year. I got to do everything with the girls and saw that, you know, I really wouldn't have missed that much or any. I might be late to some things or, you know, and if they have a golf meet, I might see the last four holes or so instead of seeing all nine, but you can do both. And I think that it was weighing on me heavily there when I gave it up. And so that year off was like a reset button for me. And it kind of made you understand how much you miss doing this too, how much you miss being out there with the guys and forming those special relationships. And it's different. Football is a different animal, and you get pretty close with the guys and the coaches, and I'm excited to be back into that role.
Yeah. And then, you know, the last 2 years kind of transitioning back into it, but not as the head coach, as the offensive coordinator, which is an important role. But that's a pretty good transition back to it, to kind of segue then eventually back to head coach. So that probably benefited you too.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like we talked about, Coach Henry had the reins there and did a lot of the dirty work behind the scenes with, you know, the paperwork and all the organizing and the fundraisers and communication. And so it was nice to take on a role that, you know, a role with a little more work, but as a coordinator, but kind of ease your way back into it so you can see if it'll all work out. And like I said before, I'll be forever super thankful to him for allowing me to be able to do that. He kind of came to me and said, you know, he wanted to take it over. I know when Coach Disler was here for a year and then left and he was going to take it over, he said, I just want it to be the way it was. He's like, when you were here, he's like, I want it to be how things were ran, that we all did it together. We always have this we tell everybody, we always have the mentality that it's just us group of coaches together, and it doesn't matter what the titles are. We all trust each other. We feel like we work very well together. We've had that core for a long time of you know, Jeff Henry and Mike Nelson, Toby Whiteman, Lucas Smith, and you know, Coach Hassan's been kind of on and off a few years. We've kind of felt like we've had a really good core of coaches, and we work great together. So being able to kind of do this again, where we kind of flip roles and Coach Henry is, you know, willing to still stay on staff with me taking over the head reins, we just kind of feel it's that our same group together working still.
Yeah, and then, you know, when you reflect back on your six-year stint the first time as head coach, I thought you provided the program some stability, and it was six successful years where you play into the postseason. And, you know, can you just kind of speak to that first run? Those were six pretty good years.
Yeah, they were. We had some special groups and some outstanding athletes. And, you know, we felt like there were three or four years there in a row where we felt like we were the unluckiest team in the world in the postseason, having significant injuries. We felt like one or two years we were state title contenders. And, you know, we had injuries my first year with you know, a linebacker, a halfback, our quarterback. And second year, we have one of arguably our best player on the field go down in the playoffs. And we you know, are winning at halftime against a team that goes on in 40 points and wins the state title by 40. So, you know, you have these – we had a special run there of those 6 years where – we really felt like it wasn't our goal to get to the playoffs. It was our goal to compete for a state title. And, you know, that's kind of, I think that's our mentality moving forward, is that's what we're excited about, is we just want to get back to that. We want to get back to, you know, our goal's not to compete. It's really not. And I tell the guys that in our meeting, our goal here, I'm sorry, some people use it as a first stepping stone. Our goal is not to get to the playoffs. It's way beyond that. And I want the guys to walk around with that kind of attitude and that kind of, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, swagger these days. Mm-hmm. My daughter would probably get a kick out of using that word. But, you know, that's what the kind of attitude you want the guys to have. But with that comes a mentality and a work ethic. And I think that's what we kind of want to bring back to it.
And then, so when I look at it, really not much is changing from basically the last 2 years, because you were on the staff. And as you mentioned, kind of the group core coaches remain in place. So Coach Henry back now as an assistant. He had been the head coach. Of course, you've been on the staff the last 2 years with him. You mentioned Lucas Smith. He's on the staff. Coach Whiteman is on the staff. So, I mean, really, basically not much is changing. Other than the titles, no, as you say, right?
Correct. We still have the same core in place. The only person that we are losing for sure is Coach Hassan, and you know, he's got a long off season ahead of him. He's got some surgery he's got to take care of on the shoulder this summer, and so he'll kind of be rehabbing that and out all summer. And I know his daughter's getting married late this spring, early summer, and I know they're super excited for that. So they have a lot on their plate, but for the most part, that whole core of coaches we have working together is back. Like you said, we're just switching around titles a little bit, but if you come to a Rock Ridge game, it won't all of a sudden be a wing tee or wishbone looking at you out on the football field. It'll be a similar feel to the last couple of years in my first 6 years as a head coach.
Yeah, and I think it. You know, I will say this about you though, that every time you've been the head coach, it's like, well, let's get a really good team right off the bat on the schedule. I know when you first started, it was like Newman every year, and I see you know, it'll be Princeton right off the bat in 2022. So you really can't get a break in terms of getting a cupcake, if there is such a thing, in week one.
No, we both a blessing and a curse. You find out real quick where you are. In terms of a litmus test there, where you are as far as any question marks you have. You know, if we're wondering where we are in some certain areas, we get a quick test, and that's certainly the case this year with Princeton. we get them at home. We were there last year, but yeah, they gave us a beat down quick last year at their place. So I think it'll be an interesting first test for us. And which I guess you look at it both ways. You get it done early and you can find out where you are and where you need to improve, instead of maybe getting some false feelings about yourself if you have a game go the other way, one-sided. But you know, I see the merits of it both ways, the argument, whether you want it or not, right out of the gates, it'll be good for us, though. And hopefully we can get momentum on our side quick.
All right. It'll be round two with Coach Graves, a good first six years with him, the six playoff appearances, and back as head coach of the Rock Ridge Rockets. Coach, we'll look forward to working with you in the fall.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Sam Graves, head coach of the Rock Ridge Rockets, joining us on WRMJ.